NATO played a major role in attacking and destroying Libya's infrastructure, not to mention its defense capabilities. Now, the Western Military Alliance says it's sending a team of experts to help Libya build its military institutions. The team will be operated from Brussels and is tasked with advising the Libyan government in building the country's defense institutions. The announcement comes days after the brief abduction of Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zeidan and 2 years after NATO created a no-fly zone in Libya, which led to the killing and overthrow of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. NATO's attack on Libya also left thousands of people dead and many others displaced. The country is still reeling from the insecurity following the months-long war in 2011. Douglas Dekroot with the Africa desk of EIR is with us now, live on the line from Duisburg. Thank you very much for being with us. Do you think that NATO is the proper force here, or the appropriate source for the reconstruction of Libya?
Well, I don't think, since NATO was involved in taking the Libyan state apart in the first place, that the forces behind NATO, we're talking about the Dutch, London, Wall Street financial empire, have any intention of seeing a state being reestablished. I fear that what's happening is that this may lead to, they may play some role in negotiating between various parts of the country so that you're going to have a partition set up. The Fezzan and the East are already separating themselves from Tripoli, so according to statements they've made, so that leaves eastern Libya becoming a base for arms shipments and so on, aiding these proxy jihadist forces to weaken further nation states. The move may be in response to efforts in Egypt to against the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, of course, against the idea of a state. And we see under Morsi a resurgence of the idea of reestablishing Egypt as a nation. And I fear that if the East gets separated off in Libya, it could be a base for countering that, although there may be forces within Egypt and allied forces in Libya with those nationalist forces in Egypt who are trying to do something different and in terms of trying to get Libya back to being a nation. So the role of NATO, I can't have any kind of good assessment on at this point. I mean, given their negative role in the past and what they did to destroy the nation in Libya in the first place 2 years ago under the guise of a no-fly zone.
Thank you very much, Douglas Dekroot with the Africa desk of EIR with us there on the line from Duisburg.